Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stulting.
Take God's word for it. Exodus 15:13 says, "With your unfailing love, you lead the people you have redeemed. In your might, you guide them to your sacred home." God exceeds any words that I could ever share with you. He is so infinite, so good, so loving, so merciful, so patient with us. And you know, in our world, in our everyday world, at the grocery store, at the gas station, we on the internet, we see all kinds of advertising that tells you that you need this or that, you need to do this, do that, in order to be complete, to be happy. Yet, in reality, those are lies. Those are lies. The thing, rather, the person that we need is simply God. And anything else never works. You know, peer pressure can really do a number on a lot of folks, a lot of people. And being a young person, I really realize that. And as I interact with people younger and older than I realize just how that seems to be a consistent thing. Sometimes it's stronger, sometimes it's lesser, you know, weaker. But the pressure, the peer pressure thing, it just seems to stick around. And it can be really, really challenging. But we need to take the lid off the pressure cooker. We need to realize you don't have to live with that peer pressure as a dominating force in your life. You can live above it. You can be free and really soar above it through Christ. A perceived peer pressure deceives many too. Oftentimes, quite honestly, we feel the peer pressure, and yet it's not even, sometimes, not even really there. We can get kind of sensitive and almost paranoid after previous pain, you know, of getting hurt by our peers, and then we kind of have this almost constant feeling of trying to be popular and avoid that I'm on the outside feeling. Okay, so let's get down to the heart of the matter, because what's most important? First, when you die, your peers won't be the ones setting the standards for entrance to heaven. Think about it. They really have no control over your soul. It's up to the Lord and what he has said in his word. It all boils down to whether you accepted or rejected God's gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. So what's the root issue? To begin, let's get to a root issue by many who crave unfailing love today and wind up going to the wrong sources, like relying on peers, on trying to fit in, trying to be popular. Actually, when you are on your deathbed, it won't matter at all. It ultimately is between you and God. So, have you been hurt by people who have said they're Christians? Is that why you haven't been turning to the Lord and getting rid of the bad stuff in your life? Well, you know what? People who hurt others with their hypocrisy do not represent Jesus. Jesus remains genuine. He loves you, and he wants you to know that deeply. So please don't believe the messages that certain media, certain people prioritize. They never connect the devastation with the sin. You can count on that. You won't see, like, because of adultery, this person has wound up in this sad state. They don't say that. Or because of an addiction, this person and the family now, and they just don't share the consequences. Instead, they show, for instance, the appealing qualities of certain products or services. And some of them, you know, I could get into the details, but you know what I'm talking about. I mean, we all kind of have this little red flag thing that goes on when we see these messages. Las Vegas is full of them, if you get my drift. It all boils down to the fact that the media never connect the devastation with the sin. But sin cannot go without leaving destruction, pain, and loss. We've seen this happen with our friends, you know? Right, haven't you? You know, we see the effects of these things. And yet the correlation is often not given between the sin and the pain. So, how do we get an answer to the sin problem? And how do we get free from peer pressure? How do we avoid falling prey to slick ad campaigns for the wrong things? Well, the answer to the sin problem is not to ignore it, not to excuse it, not to rename it. The answer to the sin problem is this: repentance and acceptance of Jesus Christ, God's son. Now, I didn't say that about that this is the only way. Jesus himself said it. And Jesus never lied, never lies. Take God's word for it from John 14:6 and listen to Jesus' words, then we'll pray. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by through me." Can't get much clearer than that, right, folks? The way, the truth, the life. That's Jesus. Let's pray. Lord God, we know that you are right and we are wrong. We're sorry for letting other influences make our decisions for us. We ask you to make the decisions for us. We ask you, the one who does hold the keys to heaven and to hell, and we know you alone deserve our attention, unlike any other person or thing that exists here on earth. We realize that it's you who made us, and we didn't. And so we come to you on your terms, as described in your word. Wow, we know that you are so good, so faithful, so true, and that we've accidentally fallen prey to all kinds of false messages. And so our families hurt, and we hurt, and it's just rotten, Lord. We pray that you would just really heal up our hearts. We confess our sins. We ask for your forgiveness. We ask for a fresh start with you, Jesus. We confess you as Lord and Savior. We ask for a week full of faith and hope and love in you. Help us to really enjoy you and your ways, because we know that's the only true source of joy. You are our source. We come to you now. Thank you so much for being who you are. We love you. We worship you, God. We exalt you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week: ask the Lord to reveal himself to you. He will. And you know what? Once he reveals himself to you, worship cannot help but follow. Remember Psalm 34:10, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Don't buy into the lie that you need something other than God to make you happy. Just come to Him and learn of Him, lean on Him, and enjoy His love forever. That's what it means to know the Lord.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stolting.